Mishnah says in Daf Kufayin and Mabez, Misha Barmu says, Chai Vavido Ema Yachlev, Vabez Ema Yachtev, Shaiva, Am Ravidonim, says that Tzarech Liyosh, Shem Hashem, Nachbarim. So it's Machlaik, it's between Ravid and Rabbi, what do you do in such a case? The Gemara says, Am Ravidonim, Rav, Ena Locha, Lo, Kavidav, Lo, Rabbi Yasi, Ela Bezdin, Makarin, Ashtar, Kaisman, Ashtar, Achim, Izman, Rishon. So Rav says that we do not pass on the Gabin of Rabbi Yasi, but there's a third Mahalach over here. The obvious question is, how could Rav argue on the Mishnah? He's arguing on both Rabbi and Rabbi Yasi. So the Rashbam is bothered with this, and he says, "In Dibur Masal Mekaisel Shtar Achir Lefis Chum Hamash Chayv LaAdayin VeRav Tanahu Upalig." Zok the Rashbam, Rav is a Tanahu Upalig, famous klal that we have. The Rav had a din of a Tana; he's able to argue on Tanaim, and he's talking arguing on the two Tanaim in the Mishnah. And Chanan over here in the Kavod Shurim asks a very interesting kasha. He says that Tosis and Ksubas and Daf Ches says that even though we always say the Rav is a Tanahu Upalig, but Rabbi Yochanan himself argued on that klal, and he held that Rav is not a Tanu Upalik. He was chalik on this, and he held that Rav did not have the status of a Tani, cannot argue on Tanaim. He had a din of a regular Amar. And Zakta B'chanan, we have a klal, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. We always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, k'neged Rav. So if we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that means that we hold Rav is not a Tana. So if we hold the Rav is not a Tana, then b'chari, we can't pass on like Rav that argues over Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. But yet the halacha is like Rav. The halacha is a bez and mekar and a shtar, like Rav says. That's tzarichin. The fee, what we hold halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, the Rav is not a Tanu Upalig. What right do we have to pass on like Rav? Rav Lechai does not have a right to argue on the Tanaim and the Mishnah. So Lechanan says that he asked his kasha to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him a gemaldika chiddush to answer this kasha. He says, "Veheishev the Bamis gam amar yesh b'koyich halacha gal Tana. Bamis the halacha is that any amar could argue on a Tana. Hi, why is it that we always ask kashas on amarim from Tanaim if they could argue on them? It's not because he can't argue on a Tana, but Mishum Damar ain't a chaylik al Tana. It's because we assume that he would never do that. V'ilu yada divrei Tana lo yachaylik alav. If he knew the Tana, he wouldn't argue on him. So min astam, we assume an Amari would not argue on a Tana, but not because he can't, but because he wouldn't. It's not something that Amarim would do b'derech chalal, because Tanaim are much greater. B'makim shechaylik lehedya, efsheli osa lacha kamaisa. But if we do find lehedya that an Amari did argue on a Tana, then an echanami would pass like him, because he does have the kayach be'etzim to argue on a Tana. And he brings rise to this over there in the Kavod Shurim. Paldik Yechidosh and Amara could argue on a Tana, but they generally speaking, they don't. And I thought you could bring a rise to this from a Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah early in Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Yonah says a Lashon that the, he says that, B'Seich Tvarv over here, he says, V'afu B'Shein Derecha Amara Lachlik Al Tanayim, Hani Mila B'Davash Sasmu Aisa B'Mishnah B'Braisa. So his Lashon is, even though the Derech is, it's not the Derech when Amara to argue on a Tana, that's only a Davar which is Sasmu, the Mishnah, and the Braisa. But his Lashon is, it's not the Derech of an Amara to argue on the Tana. Sounds like that's, and he could. He could do it if he wants, it's just not the derech. That would be mashal very much like Reb Chaim, that they could do it, they don't usually do it, but they do have the ability to do it if they want. The pella is that Reb Chanan himself, later on in the shtickle, quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah, but he quotes it to bring out a different point, but he does not bring this riot to his side. He doesn't bring riot from here to Reb Chaim. Shalas, one isn't he saved from here is a riot to Reb Chaim. It's mamash meforish like Reb Chaim, lechayr in this Rabbeinu Yonah. So I saw that Reb Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger asks his kasha in his Sefer Pnina Rabbeinu HaGriz, and he wants to answer up here, you said from the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav and David Misharim says that we find many times, it brings rise, that the Lashon Ein Derech that you find by Rishonim, or in Gemaris, does not mean that it's just not the Derech, but it can mean that there's an Isser. There could be Dvarim that are Aser to do. And Afal Pichon, we use the Lashon Ein Derech, it doesn't mean, it's Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean that it's not the Derech, it's not how we do it, but it means you're not allowed to do it. So Lafid, that you said of the Chabina, could be that Reb Chanan felt that there's no raya mukhrachas from Rabbeinu Yonah like Reb Chaim, because he could be madchik din derech means they can't, not that they won't. So maybe that's why Reb Chanan didn't bring the raya, but Lamaisa, definitely from the Pashas Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, is very much mashmo like Reb Chanan.